Are you ready to play 60?
I'm a ruin for you guys.
Have you brought your giant size appetite?
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Sunday afternoon, it's the Giants and Washington Redskins. Coming up on the show, a guy who terrorized the Redskins, Lawrence Taylor, in our exclusive interview. Plus, the Giants held their annual Jingle Jam. We'll tell you about that. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds presented by Bose.
New York Giants football is on the air from LP Field in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the New York football Giants and the Tennessee Titans.
Let's get something going. Ride the drug of adrenaline today. Put your face on somebody, finish every play, throw every ball, catch every ball, block every person. Let's go home with a win.
Day, it's a fun day. It's a fun day, baby.
Win on three. Monday. One, two, three. Win.
Everybody needs to be. Let's eat greedy. It's time to get this done and show them what we're about.
Hey, let's go out here and fight like this means something to us because it does, man.
It does.
Don't give a about the record. Don't give a nobody else but everybody in the circle. Yes, so fight for the man beside you, man.
I'm my brother's
If you love this game, you love each other, man. You go out here and fight with everything in line. As if it's our first day.
Yes, sir.
We can't control the pair. We're going to control right now, today. Let's go out here. Let's be
today
great,
is our
man.
Day.
Hey, guess what?
I came to play today.
I came to play today.
Yo. I came to play today.
Yeah.
I came to play today. I came to play today. Team on three. Team on three. One, two, three.
Manning out of a shotgun set fakes the handoff, climbs the pocket, looking for the deep ball down the middle for Odell Beckham Jr. It's a jump ball. He makes the catch and then gets tripped up from behind by McCourty at the 21-yard line. Eli takes the snap. He's back to throw. He climbs the pocket. Throws it left for Beckham into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. He took a hit after he caught it, but it's a 15-yard touchdown pass to Odell Beckham Jr.
I like 212 for three. 212 for three.
Hey, oh, great job. Way to go. Way to go.
Hey, Jake.
Sync together now, all right? Don't get on different levels.
That's what we want.
Hey, when Wes say sync now, it's 1-2. That's all it is. It's 1-2.
Mettenberger will work over center on a first and 10. Play fake back to throw. Steps up, feels pressure, gets sacked, fumbles the ball. It's loose on the ground. Picked up by the Giants. Marcus Coon, he's running left to the 10. Touchdown, Giants.
Pressure and awareness there. That's what you want.
Hey, good job, D. Good job, D. Hey, good job, D-line. He's gonna do this.
Hey, you're just gonna scoop and score, man. It ain't that hard.
Third and one at midfield. Toss left for Williams. Bobbled it, grabs it, and accelerates to the outside. He's to the 30, he's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. 50 yards for Andre Williams as he took the toss left, bobbled it, and then burst open for six.
And a big, big opening there once he got a hold of the ball and just outran the pursuit there.
Way to go, man. How did somebody get points on the board?
Good job, man.
Hey, way to get points on the board, Charlie.
Drive, man.
Fourth quarter now. Play off. Fourth quarter.
Takes the snap. Lofts one down the middle, and the pass is intercepted off the deflection. Picked off by the Giants.
Renshaw roll.
Nearly had the pick. Demps wound up getting it. His fourth pick of the year. Defense pitched the shutout, and the Giants demolished Tennessee 36-7, the final score.
Great job. Great job. We've worked hard. We've been frustrated for a lot of weeks.
Man.
You keep coming to work. You keep applying it. You keep working. And that's what I'm most proud of, okay?
Let's get a team now. One, two, three.
Team!
Sights and sounds of the Giants' big win in Tennessee, presented by Bose. Now it's time for this week's edition of Gatorade Win From Within. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. In the 80s, the Giants dominated the Redskins, especially in 1986, en route to their Super Bowl 21 victory. Lawrence Taylor is the focus of this week's legacy interview.
Freak, phenomenal, just a phenom. He was just greatness personified. I mean, this guy did things that we'd never imagined could be done. I mean, his speed, catching a running back, I mean, a quality all-pro running back from the backside, his power, running over 300-pound offensive linemen as if though they were figurines, you know, intimidating quarterbacks to the point where, you know, they wouldn't call signals until they found out where it was 56. He rewrote the entire book, and this guy never let up.
Lawrence Taylor joined the Giants in 1981 as a highly touted linebacker out of the University of North Carolina. LT would make an immediate impact, taking the league by storm and terrorizing opposing offenses.
On the football field, I felt that my level of play or my ability was pretty far up there. And you know, the things that I could do, they couldn't do. They just couldn't do. It's something when you know that they can't do what you do.
Lawrence would be named Defensive Rookie of the Year, and he would form a special bond with then-Giants defensive coordinator Bill Parcells.
Well, it's my guy, you know. We came together as assistant, and he was a young draft choice and catalytic player, dynamic, easy to coach. That was the great thing about Lawrence. You teach him something, he can take it right with him. Your job when you get a player like that is to let the talent flourish.
Be more aggressive on that special now. They'll come back with that. You know that slant counter there?
Yeah.
Kick it over.
I want you to how to play that.
Yeah.
Kick it. Go, Lauren. Kick it over.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs and have some fun.
I think the enthusiasm I brought to the New York Giants. I think that's one thing I brought to the table.
Son, I gotta do better than this.
And I played at a high level, and the guys around me started to fall into that.
Taylor immediately became the heart of a ferocious Giants defense, and he, along with fellow linebackers Brian Kelly, Brad Van Pelt, and Harry Carson, formed a frightening unit that garnered an even scarier nickname.
Brad, Brian, Lawrence, and myself, you know, we were the crunch bunch, and we were big, strong, fast, and we were able to get after people. And you just felt like you could just smack people around.
The core of our defense were our linebackers, you know, and it became exciting and fun to just match my talent with these guys, and we made each other better, just made each other better.
Coming off their loss to the Bears in the 1985 playoffs, LT and the Giants were hungry and poised to make a Super Bowl run in 1986.
We had a really good football team. Phil was playing solid. Our defense was impeccable. I mean, our defense was killing.
With LT leading the way, the Giants would have an amazing season, steamrolling through the competition.
It was like a man playing with boys.
Taylor would have one of the greatest seasons the NFL has ever seen, recording a league-best 20.5 sacks.
I see the game different. I mean, I look at the game in attack mode.
LT would be named NFL MVP in 1986, and he's the only defensive player to win the award in the last 43 years.
He was a great competitor. The energy he had drove the team forward.
And, you know, I'm still looking for that next Lawrence Taylor. I haven't seen that guy.
The Giants' dominant season earned them home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and their first opponent would be the San Francisco 49ers.
That was a good old-fashioned butt-whipping right there. I mean, we knew we had the best team.
Throws wildly, intercepted. There goes Taylor down the 20. 10, touchdown.
LT, LT, way to go.
LT, 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 LT.
So now you get the Redskins, third meeting with them. Wind is blowing. Parcells takes the wind, lets them have the ball. Was there any doubt in your mind with that game?
That was the best performance I've ever seen. Far as physical football, you don't get no more physical than that. But we allowed ourselves to enjoy that win because when that game was over, the crowd went crazy. Giant fans threw that confetti out there. It was unbelievable.
At Super Bowl 21 in Pasadena, LT and the Giants' defense would face their biggest challenge, needing a goal line stand as Denver threatened to score and increase their lead late in the first half.
We said it in the huddle, man. Listen, hey, they do not pass this line, you know. And Harry, you got George Marshall, you got Leonard Marshall. Everybody went in on those plays. And the thing about after that goal line stand and we go into the locker room, we realize we only down 1 point. But just like we do that year, third quarter was our quarter, and we came up and spanked them.
Phil Simms obviously had a record that still stands, 22 of 25. How happy were you for him to see him perform like that in that spot?
I mean, that's what he does. He took control of that offense, and every time he throws a touchdown, I'm out there to congratulate him, because when Phil is on, he's a very, very, very good player.
Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
That year, you know, listen, we was truly the best team on the planet, bar none.
Lawrence Taylor is dominating a football player as we've ever seen. We thank Lawrence for joining us in our legacy interview. Now it's time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
When was the last time the Giants attempted a fake field goal? The answer coming up after the break. The last time the Giants attempted a fake field goal was October the 8th, 1989. Jeff Hostetler threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Carl Banks against the Eagles.
How about my man Carl Banks with the touchdown against the Eagles? We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants are always looking to give back, and they do each and every year with the 10th annual Jingle Jam.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? I need everybody on the dance floor right now.
We are in the Lexus Club at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants have hosted the Jingle Jam tonight. It's 500 foster kids, and really, we're just getting out here, having fun with the kids, and you know, allowing them to enjoy the Christmas season, and we're just having a great time.
We have a ton of activities. We have tattoos for the kids. We have a great DJ. We've got photo booths, screen boards, arts and crafts. We even brought in polar bears and reindeers for the kids to ride on. Really cute.
All right, you guys can watch. We're going to race. You're going to tell me which one's faster, all right?
Okay.
Having these kids that have this opportunity to come out here and, you know, being a part of the Giants organization and then doing something so extraordinary for kids, it's just unbelievable.
Watch out, you're gonna get eaten. Go, Lucy, go!
Oh, it's awesome. I love being involved with the kids and just having fun and seeing how happy they are despite some of their circumstances and, you know, try to give them something else to smile about.
Here you go, buddy. Nice meeting you, Anthony.
So towards the end of the evening, we're gonna wanna give our gifts away to the kids, but we need Santa Claus here to help us.
Belt. So this is the first time a belt's been too big for me. Santa needs a ponytail holder. Glasses. And that's how you become Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho.
Kids, when they go down and get their goodies to leave, they're going to get a bag, a gift bag. They're going to have a jacket. They're going to have a hat and either a football or soccer ball so they can get outside and play a little. Thank you.
Being a role model in the community and giving someone something to look forward to and look up to, and that's New York Giants, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
We thank all the Giants for participating in another successful Jingle Jam. Well, it's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I've been up all night trying to get there rich. I've been work, working on my milk the whole game twice. Gotta get it how I live. I've been work, working on my now get this work. Every night I'ma do it like it's my last. This dream is all that I need, cause it's all that I ever had. Now get this work. Now get this work. Now get this work. Now get this work. Working on my shit. Now get this work.
Well, the Giants certainly had the right tunes with their win in Nashville against the Titans. Still to come on the program, Rashad Jennings giving back to the community and much, much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Washington Redskins. As you may know, Rashad Jennings is a renaissance man, not just a good football player, but with varied interests, including giving back to the community. He recently held his reading challenge in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Welcome, Mr. Jennings. We are so very excited to have you visit our school.
We're at Uber Street Elementary, and we're here to promote education and reading to be fun.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come out and hang with you guys for a little bit. Y'all don't understand how much this means to me. As I got older, I understood how important reading was to me. So what I wanted to do was bring forth a reading challenge and a reading program that kind of instituted a challenge to you guys that want to read.
It's an incentive-based program where they score 80% or higher after reading the book that they get autographed, authentic material from NFL athletes.
Y'all gonna read?
Yeah!
There we go.
There are many students that look up to NFL. Everybody wants to be a football player, and all the girls want to be an NFL cheerleader. And they see that how wonderful these people are and how they give back to the community. So it's exciting to know that Mr. Jennings is doing this on his own and that he wants to be a part of promoting literacy. It's really important to everybody. We're really proud to be a part of it.
What question would you like to ask?
Is it tough being a running back?
Is it tough being a running back? Yes, it is very tough being a running back because every single play, you have 11 people trying to knock your head off.
Yeah, I want to motivate kids to read because you cannot be or obtain any kind of success in life without the ability to read. Reading is a part of comprehension. Reading is part of communication. I figured they can get it at a younger age. When I feel like I should have, then there's no telling where they could be.
From the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you being here. I'm a big reading person. I think the program is awesome. I hope you fill that bucket. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Always good stuff from Rashad Jennings. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the Giants snapped that 7-game losing streak last week. This week, the Washington Redskins come in, a team that has struggled as of well. It's really important for the Giants to sort of build some momentum here late in the season. We've seen the young players obviously play a big role. Weston Richburg has been starting all year. Andre Williams had his first big game last week. Odell Beckham Jr. is exciting. These are the kind of things that you want to see out of your young players. But you want to see even the veteran players continue to play with the same kind of passion that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Try to finish the season on a high note. More importantly, just play some good, fun football. Entertain the fans. It'll be coming to MetLife Stadium on Sunday. And that's my perspective.
Now, if you're coming to the game on Sunday, the Giants, along with Toyota, have partnered with the United States Marine Corps for the annual Toys for Tots. The Giants have been doing this since the late 1970s. Simply bring a new unwrapped toy to the stadium on Sunday. They'll be collected as you enter the building. It all goes for a great cause, the Toys for Tots. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.